Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast after Game 5. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm back on the airwaves after not being there for 3 and 4. It was too depressing. And, you know, shout out to Zarar and Sham for covering that. But fresh with two other brown dudes to cover the win. Harsh and Assad, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, what's up? Excuse me, Doc? What was that?
Yo, they know their roster. They know the RR roster.
Let's be real. We're like for like substitutions over here.
Hey,
like
Assad.
Zinedine Zidane.
Hey Assad, can you stop trying to sound like Drake, man?
Oh fam, chill,
bro.
yeah, man, that was a good win.
This feels good. This feels good. We say it was a good win because like the fourth quarter was just like pure drugs, but before that, it was very nerve wracking. The Raptors won 108-98. In game 5, obviously a very pivotal game, 2-2 entering the series. And let's just start with the fourth quarter, man. The Raptors coming up clutch in the fourth quarter to erase a deficit in a game that looked to be slipping away from them because Jonas Valanciunas and DeLon Wright saved the day. Who saw that coming? Asad, you see that coming?
I didn't see anything coming. I thought it was a loss the whole way through. Yeah. I was crying at the beginning. It was 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter and DeMar lost the ball for like the second time in a row. No, DeMar missed the second bunny in a row. Mm. And I was like, I said it out loud. I'm like, holy fuck, we just lost.
You know,
and I was crying. I there were tears coming down my cheeks. I was so fucking depressed. Honestly, and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this entire team is ending because Fred VanVleet is injured.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and it's just going to be over like this. Like, how the fuck?
When Kelly Oubre got that and one.
Oh my god.
And made it 87-82. The Raptors called a timeout. And at that point, there were 9 minutes left. It was 87-82. And I was basically like, if you look at my Twitter timeline right now,
mm-hmm.
like I was eulogizing the Raptors in the sense that I was upset. Like I was like, this is a pretty pathetic performance by this team.
Yeah.
Like at some point, like the jokes are just the jokes. Like they will fly. If you don't show up and if everyone outside of maybe your two main guys is going to play like complete trash, and your coach isn't going to make any adjustments, then you are who you are. Like, if you can't win as a one seed, then I'm sorry. You deserve all the jokes that come your way, right?
Yep.
And at that point, that's, like, literally the point at which we went to that five-man unit of DeRozan, JV, CJ Miles, Lowry, and DeLon Wright.
You know what the wildest thing of that unit is? Is that the first time we've seen a JV small unit?
Dude, that's the first time we've seen JV in the fourth quarter for the entire series.
No, like, I mean, just, like, have we seen JV plus smalls, like, starting smalls?
No, that's, on paper, that should be one of our worst defensive lineups. You got JV as the only big.
They freaking dominant.
CJ, yeah, but yo, they play great defense. Also, like, well, look,
CJ got a steal, my guy.
Bro, JV got a steal. JV got a steal. JV John Wall, Gortat, pick and roll. He picked that shit and led the fast break.
I didn't pick it, yo. He snuffed it out, bro. He curb stopped that pick and roll, my guy.
I've never seen JV even make a play like this before. Like, in any game, not playoffs, was nothing. So hype,
he took two dribbles after because he's like, fuck it, I got this.
Yo, oh my god. Yeah, man. Shout out JV. Yo, but yeah, like, Harsh, I feel you, man. Like, after that Uber and one, it was just depressing, man. We're down 5, 9 minutes left. Washington has most of the momentum, I will feel like. Cause, I mean, this game doesn't really have momentum, but it very much felt like all the other games where the Raptors try to pull away, and then Washington was like, nah, I'm still here. And the Raptors try to pull away, and Washington was like, I'm still here. And then all of a sudden, Washington takes the lead, and you're like, man, I don't know if the Raptors can, you know, pull ahead now and reverse the fortunes, but, you know, CJ goes backdoor, gets fouled by Gortat, a really late whistle. A lot of people complaining about that one. Whatever. I mean, it was a foul.
There were a lot of late whistles.
There's
in this
a lot
game.
Of
like,
late whistles.
Hideous amount. Also, did the Raptors complete even one and one in this game?
I don't think so.
I feel like they had like 8 or 9 opportunities and they did not complete one. I don't remember seeing one.
I mean, they should have had the and one when DeRozan hit that mid-range shot and then Poeltl got like whacked by Kelly Oubre, but somehow it turned into just free throws for Kelly Oubre and for Poeltl and no basket, and they only made.
And
one
we didn't
free
even
throw.
Get the ball back, which I'm pretty sure is what the off-ball foul rule is in the last 2 minutes of every quarter.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, I know. But then right after that, DeLon Wright comes up with a huge play, picks off John Wall, and then it's John Wall versus DeLon Wright.
DeLon blew. What did DeLon do the possession before? Because he blew something badly. I think he just turned the ball over.
He had a couple of really bad shots, like weird runners that he was trying to hit over a Gortat, and he kept missing. Like, he had some bad moments, but like for the second half of the fourth quarter, he was absolutely money.
I think not even just the second half, just right after that timeout, which changed everything. I mean, he gets that steal, and then I thought John Wall was gonna chase down and block him because John Wall has been like a monster in terms of just blocks in this whole series. He had blocked Kyle Lowry on a similar play, I think in the second quarter, but. DeLon Wright pulls out the dirtiest Euro step, of course. I mean, that's DeLon Wright's go-to move.
He delayed that second step, like, so hard. Like, he slowed down, like, so quick to drop that delayed, like, second step on the Euro and then go reverse. Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, and then you got Lowry making a layup. And then, you know, just a couple of defensive plays. DeMar makes a dunk after JV got the steal. I still can't get over that JV steal, bro. I have not seen him make a play like that ever. And I've seen like 95% of his games. But yeah.
Yo,
I mean,
can I just make a quick comment?
Yeah.
It's crazy that they made that adjustment because nothing like that seemed like anything that Dwayne Casey had in his game plan, but. Yeah. It's wild to me that it took until the fourth quarter, the final 9-8 minutes of the fourth quarter of game 5 for the Raptors to start making Washington pay for overplaying CJ Miles on every single possession.
Seriously, man.
Like.
Well, they had started using it in like the third quarter and they used it once in the second quarter. But the problem was they were getting like no separation on any screens. Mm-hmm. And like you could only really use CJ being overplayed like if you got the ball into the guy who was gonna set the screen. And they weren't getting a separation from there anyways. And then they started doing the double staggered screen on the side where they had Lowry and CJ. Basically they would just switch which one was gonna curl up from the screen. Mm. So like I think the biggest thing was just like the fact that we got out-rebounded so badly to start that fourth quarter. Like, that one possession where they got, like, 4 rebounds
in a row,
that was
where
it.
Ty Lawson got the offensive rebound, bro. Ty Lawson. That was right before we got the end one.
The middle of the paint. And then the thing was the possession before the ball bounces right in front of CJ Miles and whoever the other big was. And they just both look at it, and they both lose the ball to Markieff Morris.
Dude.
I'm like, man, how did you... But yeah, was them getting out-rebounded by that much, that was like, all right, we just have to put JV in and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, it became a gut check moment. That time I was like, all right, we're either losing the series here, or we're going to pull this out.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with this lineup.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the rebounding was the biggest thing, because if it wasn't for the rebounding, who knows, maybe they put Serge back in instead to try and create some defense.
I could have sworn that at that 9-minute timeout that Dwayne Casey was going to bring back Serge and I was gonna lose it.
No.
I was gonna lose it. Shout out Scams.
I just
like, I know Serge Ibaka's a better player now since he left OKC and Russell Westbrook, but please.
Bro, Serge, we'll talk about Serge in a second, but.
Yo, did you see that stat that Alex Wong put out where,
Alex Wong putting out stats now? Yo, this guy's doing everything.
He basically said, I don't know, it might have been a troll because it's Alex Wong, but he said that since game two, Serge has more turnovers than field goals made.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. I don't know if that's true.
That sounds true, man.
The fact that it's like actually something that you
no, but he, it's that was that he had twice as many turnovers as he had made field goals.
All right, I'm gonna look this up. I have to look this up.
Honestly, like the fact that I had to like be like, yeah, that's totally reasonable. Sounds legit. Dude, Serge was so bad today.
That game was so tense. I didn't realize Drake was at the game until like they showed him like on the broadcast with like 2 minutes left. I'm like, oh shit, Drake's here.
It's true, by the way.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Yep. That is absolutely true. In the last three games, Serge has 8 turnovers and
4 field goals.
Four field goals. Mm. Yep. Yeah, and I mean,
so
yeah.
But it's good. He got all this out of the way. He's going to go off in game 6. Okay. I don't. Malfuzzi style, bro. That song is too much of a hit. The weather's warm again. Like, we need that song in our life.
Trying to blast it. I was trying to play it on the plane with Harsh.
Yeah, you did. You did blast it. Cardinal was not impressed.
Yo, the Cardinal was like, stories, yo,
play Northern Touch remix right now.
Bro.
Cardinal was like, yo, play the anthem, please.
Cardinal was just like, yo, please, give me some food. But we should also talk about the fact that there was also another huge like play that pretty much swung the entire game. Like, the reason why the Raptors didn't pull away like immediately after that little run was because DeMar tried to take over a couple of possessions. And like, we should make it clear, DeMar was phenomenal in the first three quarters. 30 points on 20 shots, very efficient, was the only guy scoring, right? Like, in half court, DeMar was the only guy. But in the fourth quarter, DeMar started doing some weird stuff. He was missing some weird shots. There's a couple of possessions where, you know, DeMar tries to attack a switch. The switch doesn't really come. He tries to attack a switch again. The switch does come. Then he keeps dribbling. And then a bad shot happens. We all know what that possession looks like. There's one of those possessions where DeMar had nothing going, and all of a sudden DeLon Wright decided to flash up to 30 feet, and Markieff Morris temporarily forgot about him. DeMar finds DeLon. It's not even a good shot, really. But DeLon, like, just cans that, like, just deads the shot, like, boom, right there.
The rim didn't even shake.
Exactly. That three pushed it to a 4-point game, and then after that, DeLon Wright, you know, gets out in transition, and DeMar finds him with an alley-oop finish. DeLon was kind of fouled on that play too, but no and on whatever, but, you know, that sequence right there by DeLon, that little mini 5-0 run gave the Raptors a 6-point lead with 3 minutes left, gave them a bit of room to breathe. The Raptors, again, played some phenomenal defense. Like, Washington just kept shooting bricks for some reason. Like, they just went ice cold, and then DeLon makes another 2 free throws, JV makes a tip in, and CJ makes a 3, and that's it. That's the game right there. Like, the Raptors just completely shut the Wizards down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that DeLon alley-oop play was like, it's thank God DeLon was there, because DeMar was exhausted in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, DeMar was.
Like, he kept bobbling the ball because the guy was exhausted. Like, we had no business being in this game if it wasn't for DeMar DeRozan just, like, absolutely bully-balling us the first three quarters of this game.
Yeah.
Because, listen, nobody in the first three quarters outside of even, I guess Lowry had a bit of a stretch in the third quarter, but especially
Lowry hit a 3 every time we needed one.
Especially in the first half. In the first half, besides Jonas, and I guess Jonas was, his shooting was iffy today, but besides Jonas and DeMar especially, like, we had no other way of creating offense. There was no space. None of our secondary scorers were showing up. No one was able to even find space to take shots. Like, we had, like, the fact that DeMar was scoring at such a high efficiency, and I know, Will, you were tweeting about it, that you don't know how sustainable it is, and I, you know, that's why I think I was worried too, where I'm like,
why I look like a loss.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're in this for now, but if this continues, we're gonna lose this game. So.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
14-0 run, guys. A 14-0 run. Wizards pulled it within 1 point. It looked dicey. DeMar wasn't scoring, and then all of a sudden, a 14-0 run. And you got to give a lot of credit to the defense. You got to give credit to Dwayne Casey. I mean, kind of credit. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, he wasn't realistically going to play Serge. If he played Serge, I would have been pretty pissed, because like, Serge got 3 shots in 23 minutes, 2 rebounds, an assist. And, like, this man wasn't, like, he made no impact whatsoever. His one shot was, like, a bad shot, like a turnaround post shot that, like, rimmed in from mid-range. Like, I think that
he probably was a good-looking shot, though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
He flipped the pivot really quickly to get the open look in that middle jumper, so that was nice. But
bro,
he was
it doesn't mean there. Anything. It's Serge, man.
Yeah, come on. We're really trying to talk up one field goal here. But, like, I mean, do you guys think we need to get Serge more shots earlier in the game, or do you feel like that's not necessary? Because, like,
Oh my god. So I was about to say Serge had, like, 2 really good, like, defensive rebounds early in the game. Like, he started off strong. I checked his stats. He had 2 rebounds for the game.
This is what I mean, bro. This man did nothing. Nothing.
Oh my god.
Serge was incredibly bad. I think, like, the bigger concern for me, I guess, is that, honestly, the starters are fine. Like, I still think the starters are fine. Like, Serge had a bad game, I guess, but the starters as a unit are okay. I think the wheels start to come off for the Raptors when that DeRozan plus bench unit comes on.
Yeah. It just hasn't worked, man.
It's just been really bad. Like,
but it's not even because of DeMar, I feel like. It's because of the rest of the guys, like, just stand around and don't do anything, and they just expect him to ISO.
Like,
and then defensively, I don't understand this obsession with leaving just helping at the rim of Ty Lawson. Let this man make 5 layups in a row before you're like, all right, maybe we should send help. Because, like, this, all he wants to do is drive and then find Mahimni for a dunk, find Mike Scott for a little, like, short jumper. Like, all he wants to do is drive and kick. Stop helping! Like, Pascal and Poeltl, like, please! Yo, you guys have to stop.
Poeltl's been so bad.
Stop!
Poeltl's been so bad this series, and, like, Siakam is kind of, they just don't respect him at all. Like, no. And the thing is, like, this is another worry that we have with Siakam all season, right? Is that once teams start realizing that, you know, you can kind of play him like a wing, and you can kind of just stick one of your big-ish wings on him. Like, if you stick, like, Mike Scott or Otto Porter on him, like, there's nothing Siakam can really do to hurt you.
And it's not even that that's the big issue. A lot of times I'd see when we come down and get sets, anytime where we'd have, like, DeMar up top, and it would be Pascal and Siakam, they'd be on the same side. So there were a couple times where it'd be, like, they would run, like the dribble handoff of the guards, and Pascal and Poeltl would both be on the same side near the baseline. Okay. And the problem is, they would move Pascal's defender over into the middle to help, and they'd guard both of them with one player.
Yeah, because you can guard both of them with one player.
Exactly. And then in the fourth quarter, you saw that was, I think, the biggest difference was when JV came in. The one thing JV did was his screening is so goddamn good. Because as soon as he came in, the Wizards collapse every time he rolls. Every time he rolls,
because he's an actual threat to score. It's not like Serge going in there. It's not like Poeltl going in there.
And his screens create separation. So, like, the entire middle just opened up. Like magic. It opened up. So it was like, okay, you can take away our threes. Stay home. But then DeMar's going to feast in that mid-range. Which he did for 3 quarters, basically.
It's basically the same. This is why, like, Ibaka got frozen out of the offense, basically. It's because they tried to establish DeMar, like, going downhill, and DeMar works better off Valanciunas than he does on Ibaka. But with Ibaka, they're gonna both go towards DeMar, and Ibaka's just gonna pop for the mid-range, whatever. Valanciunas sets bigger screens, he's more of a threat to offensive rebound when he's under the rim, like, infinitely more than Ibaka. And also, like, you know, he's just creating more space, and I think, like, they would rather attack Gortat up high than have Gortat help at the rim, off JV, so.
He can actually catch.
Yeah. And he can actually catch the ball. Bro, Serge, what's wrong with you,
man? And also, like
what's wrong with
you? I know we have a lot of Serge hate, but in terms of, like, his just, like, point production, the one thing he does do is that they, like, now that the Wizards have stopped trapping, he is still holding a defender out at the three-point line.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, the biggest thing, Serge, all season, his points have come from, like, the defense collapsing and them kicking it out to him, or him attacking, like, a defense that's in, like, heavy rotation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, that's the point where Serge is going to get his points. The Wizards have decided to go very conservative so that they don't do that at all. And they're like, make Lowry and DeRozan kill us. So, like, Serge not scoring is, I'm not too worried about that. Like, he didn't take that many shots anyways. The rest of the game, yeah, we can complain about.
Yeah, I think so. I think like basically what Asad is saying makes sense. Like the starters are fine. Like I don't think we need to force feed Ibaka shots. I think that DeRozan plus bench unit kind of has weird chemistry because usually correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it Van Vliet in that DeLon Wright role?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so just like moving that one part, like I guess the chemistry is just all off. Like they don't, the way that those guys play off each other is kind of different. Like Hurdle and Siakam and Van Vliet, I guess, have much better chemistry than Wright, DeRozan and Hurdle and Van Vliet. Like it's just a weird mix. Yep. And then plus you consider how they're playing, how tightly they're playing CJ Miles. Like they're treating CJ Miles like he's Klay Thompson, bro.
Right, which is an advantage that you can use that.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
I would almost rather them do that to CJ than CJ get open for a couple of shots because CJ may or may not open those shots, whereas he will definitely open space for other people to attack.
The one biggest thing that like I've noticed with the bench unit with Fred being out is like the Raptors, they're two sets of guards. They have Lowry and DeRozan, and then they have Fred and DeLon. And the thing is, DeLon and DeMar are very similar in the fact that they aren't the quickest first step guys.
Yeah, they want to slash too.
Like, yeah, they slash and they're a little bit slow on their drives. Like, they'll power through, they'll get through in their long arms so they'll get with the look they want, but they're not that quick. And the big thing that the bench misses is even when they're rotating the ball, every time someone touches it, the one thing that Fred adds is when he touches it, if you give him a gap, he can attack it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates that extra second of advantage. And that's something that's missing from the bench unit, especially when it runs with DeMar, because there's basically no guards that can attack you quickly if you close out a little late. So, like, I'm praying to God Fred comes back, which he will, but soon, because I think that's going to fix all the issues in that bench unit. Because a lot of it is just the ball is not moving fast enough.
Yeah, for sure.
To take advantage of even the little bits of mistakes the defense makes.
And also it's a defensive downgrade too. Like usually the person we will put on these quick small guards is Fred.
Like bro, Ty Lawson would not have a bucket in this game if Fred VanVleet was guarding him.
Yeah, Ty Lawson would be 2016 Ty Lawson, man. This man would have been, you know, like shooting bricks and, you know, taking shots.
Yo.
Hard.
I just gotta say.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to cuss out the Wizards or something.
I'll cut us off the Wizards.
Okay.
One thing I want to say that pisses me off about DeRozan is on defense. Like, yo, look, first of all, I know that he's carrying a giant load on offense.
Yeah, for sure.
But my guy, you cannot be like this on defense. Like, you can't just let these guys just drive by you like you're not there. Like, John Wall is, like, backing up like DeRozan is Serge Ibaka.
To credit DeRozan though, in the fourth quarter,
he just decided to
take blocking fouls. He was like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna take a blocking foul and let us reset. I'm not dealing with it,
dude." And
which it actually helps a lot because we weren't in the bonus, and it was like, "All right, cool."
But he'll do that even if we're in the bonus. He doesn't care, man.
Bro, DeMar will break up a 3-on-4 fast break and give up two free throws just for fun.
Yeah. Hey, yo, fuck Markieff Morris for that bullshit foul.
Yeah, seriously, man. Yeah. Yo, the Wizards,
You're trying to pull the shoulder out, man.
They talk 100%. So much shit. They talk so much shit, and when things don't go their way, they start doing all this goonish bullshit.
Yep.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Take your L and go home, man.
Seriously. Like, they literally bricked their last 4 3-pointers from the same wing.
Yeah. Beal,
on
Morris.
To the other side of the backboard. They hit the other side of the backboard. They didn't even hit rim.
This is what I mean though. The Wizards are a bunch of punks. Like they're just front runners, man. This is all they do. Then when they're up ahead, they're gonna do all this showboating and stuff. And then in the moment they go down, it's nonstop complaining to the referees, like nonstop. Like every time the camera pans over, there's John Wall talking to whoever it is, Mark Davis, whoever it was. Bradley Beal's up in there. Markieff Morris he hasn't done shit in this whole series, man. And he's talking shit. He's making flagrants. Like what are you doing?
Markieff Morris deciding to just jump and take a travel for no reason.
What, with an open lane?
Yeah, no, he's their Serge, bro.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He had a good game one and he's been trashed ever since. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yo, Serge was good in game two. Relax.
I personally think Markieff and Marcus switch bodies depending on which of their teams needs
that's
a bit more.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So like he couldn't get a flight in from Boston.
Listen, I think we're going to lose game six, but this felt good.
If we get Fred back for game six, I'm calling a win.
We ain't getting Fred back for game six, man.
I heard some things.
Oh, okay.
Sources say.
All right, questionable. We'll say that's questionable right there. That would be, it'd be great to have Fred for the game six, because I think the main keys for game six are you gotta limit turnovers. Like, the Raptors did a good job with turnovers today. 10 turnovers. That's a huge part of why they won this game. If they can just win the turnover battle actually against Washington, they're gonna win. Like, they're just gonna win. Like, cause so much of Washington's offense comes in transition. They're not a good half-court offense team. It just hasn't been that way for them all, like, all series. They have not been a good half-court offense team. Limit those turnovers, and then, also, man, like, like, some of these role players have to actually show up on the road. Like, I can't be seeing Serge Ibaka shooting, like, 1-3 on the road, or, like, CJ Miles going, like, 0-6 and, like, letting Kelly Oubre drive by him and stuff. Like, that can't happen, man. That can't happen. DeLon Wright has to show up on the road, too, so. Talking if they about can do those players, two things, they're going to win game six. Otherwise, we're going to be back in game seven. It'll be nervous as shit.
Yeah, talking about role players, shout out to GoDaddy God, Norm Powell. 8 minutes, positive one.
Yes. That's right, baby. 2 fouls in 8 minutes. 0-1 from the field. 1 assist. And then he's gone.
Hey, he was a plus one, okay? He was a plus one, and that's all that matters.
Oh, what happened?
Yo, can we talk about that rough whistle we got to end the second quarter?
Oh, yeah.
The rough whistle we got to end every quarter.
Yes.
Basically, the Wizards' way of staying in the game was the Raptors would make a couple plays, they'd break a 5-7 point lead, they'd start stretching away, and then you get just like one or two calls that would go rough, like ridiculously against you. Like that OG offensive foul bullshit that swung, like the Lowry charge, OG charge somehow.
No, it was Lowry got called for a blocking foul when it was very clear that, what's his face, Badoof, whatever. Otto Porter, like, he pushed off on a drive. Like, he clearly pushed off. I don't know how he didn't see that. Yeah, he straight up elbowed him. Actually, I don't even have that much beef with Otto Porter. I feel like he's the only respectable guy in the Wizards. Like, everyone else is kind of a punk.
I like Kelly Oubre, but...
He's kind of a punk. But he's like a little kid. He's kind of a punk,
but he's also cool, so I don't mind him.
You in the way, Poppy?
Attica's okay, man.
Bro, Wave Poppy got 7 free throws. Wave Poppy shot more free throws than anybody in the Raptors. DeMar was attacking the rim like crazy. 6 free throws. Bro,
DeMar, that one play where DeMar got basically like punched in the head by Markieff 3 times, and then Poeltl gets the offensive rebound, like the first offensive rebound of like the entire game or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, how was none of that a foul?
Yo, and then there was the and one that we didn't actually get. They made Poeltl shoot the free throws.
Yeah.
Then they gave the exact same play to the Wizards in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And all these bullshit, like, running blocking fouls that we got, Mark Davis would give them the shooting fouls every single time.
Yeah.
That shit was so annoying. It's like the whole, like, continue, like, Jack Armstrong was ranting about it, but, like, it's so inconsistent the way they call it. Like, Lowry hasn't been able to buy a bucket, like, with his stupid fakes and shit that he does from the 3-point line. And, like, these men, like, John Wall's running into the paint aimlessly, and they're just calling shooting fouls. Like, all right.
They anticipate the foul with John Wall drives, like, in a way that they just don't with any other play, man. John Wall drives, and if he misses the mid-range jumper that he misses all the time, then they're just going to call foul. Like, it's really wild, man.
But, well, that one DeMar one that they – when he got Otto in the air,
yeah,
draws the foul, mm-hmm. takes the shot, misses the shot, and then you see the refs like, all right, yeah, it's a foul. It's like, bro, like –
just call it.
Just call it when you see it. Like, why are you waiting for the shot to miss? The same with the Poeltl one. Poeltl goes for the dunk, misses it because he gets fouled the hell out of it. The ref sees the ball go by, and then he nods his head. He goes, okay, lifts his hand and blows a whistle. It's like, man, what are you doing? Like, what is your job?
Yeah. But, yo, like, shout out to the NBA for having the gumption to put Mark Davis, of all people,
oh, man.
to the appreciate fact that game 5 at the ACC. And also, more of a shout out to the Raptors for not getting bogged down and complaining about the foul calls. Like, I think the Raptors have done a way better job of keeping their composure. Like, letting Dwayne Casey talk about marching Gortat's moving screens, which they only called one at the very start of the game. They're like, yeah, okay, Gortat, I got a moving screen. See, you happy, Dwayne? We're not gonna call it for the rest of the game now, alright? Like, that one inconsequential ass fucking foul call, that's all they got. But, like, the Raptors have done a great job of not, like, being bogged down with the officials. And I know they still talk to them, of course. That just happens. But, like, if you just see how much the Wizards talk to the refs versus how much the Raptors talk, the Wizards are way more annoying. It's not even close. And that's coming from the Raptors' perspective. I mean, we're usually a very, very annoying team in terms of wanting calls. But this series has decidedly gone Washington's way in terms of who's complaining more. And I feel like that should help the Raptors, but who knows, man. Game 6 is going to be at D.C., and I don't know. That crowd could be loud. You know, who knows? Who knows?
Man.
All right, let's do 3 stars.
All right.
Asad, pick the first star.
First star. Oh, this is hard.
DeRozan.
He's got to be DeRozan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, DeRozan was the first star. Through 3 quarters, DeRozan was the first star.
Like 32 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists on 12 of 24 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
And, like, he was a plus 15 for the night. Like,
mm-hmm.
Of course, plus 14 of that was, like, at the end of the game, but still.
Which he wasn't really
the fact that he kept it, like, a positive 1 through 3 quarters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, DeMar was a beast to start this game off from start to finish. Like, he was just, like, undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got downhill. And that was amazing to see.
Yo, shout out to DeMar for shooting 45% from deep in the series. A couple of them have bounced in.
The threes he hit today were just like, just slaps in the face.
Yeah.
Every single one was like instant.
Yeah. Nah, shout out DeMar. Okay, yeah, DeMar, first star. Harsh, who's the second star?
I'd probably give it to Jonas.
Okay, yeah, JV. 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. I still can't get over that steal, man.
Bruh.
Yo, what? JV's...
John Wall was like, you know when John Wall backs it out of the paint and he like tries to pick up, or he backs it out of the 3-point line and he tries to pick up a head of steam?
Dog, when he does that little skipping move before he drives, I just want to bunch him every time, man.
Yeah. And JV was like, nah, bruh, that ball's mine.
Yeah.
He controlled that shit like he was Marcelo.
Yo, shouts to Marcelo. What a goal. I mean, honestly, I'm shook. I wanted
ball
to see
off John
or
Wall is really hard, especially since, like, he doesn't even have that many turnovers. Like, he only had 7 today.
Mm. Yeah.
And honestly, JV changed that game, man.
JV changed the game, yeah, defensively. He's like, straight him up getting on the boards the and stuff.
And his defense in the crunch time was really good, too. Like, he was rotating. He was providing just enough of a threat with his length that people couldn't, you know, just jack up open mid-range shots. Like, he was enough of a threat that the other guys could always recover in time to help on any open jump shot. So I thought he was really good. And obviously the rebounding too. Like,
yeah.
Blake just tweeted out a stat that with him on the floor, our rebounding percentage, our defensive rebounding rate was like 80%, and without him it was like 36.5.
Oh my god.
Yep.
And we should have known JV was going to go off. Like, the play that stuck in my head outside of that steal was in the first half where Lowry came up, the transition got stopped, turns around, gives it to JV at the 3-point line. He pump fakes on a bobble. It's like, where's he going to take a 3? Marcin Gortat falls for it. JV drives past Gortat, takes on the help defender, and finishes. And it was like, yo. Jonas.
He can really do that now. Like, I kind of trust him. Like, he's done it.
Took him 3
season.
Dribbles. He took 3 dribbles from the 3-point line to the bucket.
Imagine that, man. Imagine JV successfully dribbling 3 times and not being a post up. Like, yo, he's grown so much, man. He really has. And then, yeah, in terms of your third star, I mean, it's got to be DeLon Wright. It's pretty obvious. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, an assist, 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 2 from deep, including that really key 3. 11 points in the fourth quarter. Like, that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then, yo, who you guys want to give the Gerald Henderson Award to?
Oubre.
Yeah, it's Oubre. Here's the weird thing, though. Oubre shot 1 of 7 from deep. I don't think Oubre could really shoot.
He can't.
So then why are we closing out on him like this? We keep, like, closing out as if this is CJ Miles or something. But, like, we keep closing out on him, and then he gets, like, to the free throw line. Which, like, whatever. A couple of those calls are BS, but, like... The man had 14 points on, you know, 3 field goals. One of those was a 3, and then he had 7 free throws. But, like, I don't think he can shoot. He's a 32% career shooter, like, from deep. For the series, I think, what was that? It was in my notes, but...
not good, basically.
What was he for the series? He is 3 of 16 from the series.
Yeah, there you go.
So, like, yeah, I mean, like, why are we closing out so hard on him? I just don't get that part. He's a swing guy for them, though.
He shot 40% from the field this season, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if Neymar can shoot first before we start closing on Neymar so hard. Because that man is Neymar, 100%.
XXX Ubracion.
Yo.
Good lord.
Yo.
Yo, and as an
someone's
got
to scour Kelly Oubre for Instagram to see if he's got any sister pics.
Oh, my God.
If he's really Neymar. Chill. If he's really, really Neymar. Well, he's more of an Oscar.
Oh, boy.
All right. Oh, all right, that's about it. Harsh, Asad, this was a great game. Great fourth quarter. Give me a prediction before we go. How many games the Raptors win this series in?
Six.
Raptors in seven.
Yeah, I still got seven.
Yeah.
No.
Six is going to be tough, guys. Though. It's going to be a close game.
It's going to be a tough six. We're going to win a six.
If Fred comes back, I'm with Asad.
Okay, but if Fred comes back, like, what condition is he coming back in, man?
Yeah, but I think
the fact
it's important that he kind of shakes off rust in one game.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I don't even think it's a, like, even if Fred comes back and is a little bit rusty,
yeah, he can't
I think
be worse
it's still
Powell.
Fine. He can't be worse than, like, what's already out there.
Norm, bro, what happened?
Dude, we give Norm 8 minutes today.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just give Fred, like, 12 minutes. He can't be that bad in 12 minutes.
Also, like, we need Fred to get some minutes before we play LeBron next round.
Yeah. Bro. God damn it, LeBron. Why can't you just lose embarrassingly to Indiana? Come on, man. Just try it. Just try it.
One time.
Just
please.
One time, bro. One time. Please. God, Indiana, man. You're always struggling to beat Indiana. Anyway, I guess we can talk shit. We're in trouble with the Wizards, but... Nah, I think, yeah, the Raptors win in seven. There's a real chance they win in six, too, but, I mean, I think it's still seven games. But, obviously, this is an important game to get. Harsh and Asad, thank you for coming on the podcast. Follow Harsh on Twitter, at I am Harsh DeVay. Follow Asad on Twitter, at Swar Lasers. And, you know, thanks again to Zarar and Sham for covering game 3 and 4, and hopefully I'll be back to recap game 6. If not, Zarar and Sham will probably got you there again. So, thank you for listening, and go Raptors.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade. When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.